Push her phone.
Thank you. Now, there are two kinds of power. There's power in the body, and there's power in the soul. Only knows the Latin name for power in the body. Potentia. But power in the soul is virtus. That's what virtues are. They are powers of the soul. Now, remember, fortitude for us, Catholics, is both a virtue and what else, sisters?
Gift.
A what?
Gift of the Holy Spirit.
A gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, to do what we are naturally afraid of doing, it is the gift of fortitude, which means what? We have an instinct, an urge, over the years in teaching moral theology and explaining what the gifts of the Holy Spirit are. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are supernatural instincts. We have an instinct to do things which are not easy. Sisters, unless we have the gift of fortitude, neither you nor I would be here. Even in scared. And sisters, it wouldn't have lasted, well, I don't know how long, a month, 2 months. May I ask? And the girls who enter has come and see, what time do they get up in the morning? Same time? I have talked to girls who were coming saves, but they were cames and lefts. Father, do you know what time those missionaries of charity get up in the morning? In other words, all of this we know belongs both to the virtue and the gift of fortitude. What is not so well known is that the virtue or the gift of fortitude would be useless unless both the virtue and the gift were constantly and constantly nourished by God's grace. Having the virtue is meaningless. Having the gift is useless. Unless God constantly nourishes, feeds both the virtue and the gift. Immediately two questions arise. Is ordinary fortitude enough for us Catholics? And that is not just us religious, but for us Catholics in our day, the answer is no. The virtue or the gift of fortitude, by themselves, are not enough. You must be constantly fed, nourished by God's grace. And the fortitude or the courage we need today, sisters, and I mean this, is heroic fortitude. I know too many ex-religious. I know too many ex-priests. I know enough ex-bishops to repeat. We need heroic fortitude in our day. And where do we get that heroic fortitude? Where else we got from Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. And here, I would like to finish this evening. When I've drawn on for more pages, which I will not read or not share with you, I hope I've said this before. I know of no pope in history that has spoken as often and as clearly about the need for martyrs in our day as Pope John Paul II. Sisters, none of us even know what will occur tomorrow. We trust. But to remain faithful to Jesus Christ, I repeat, and this is not just saying us consecrated religious. Question to all religious who take their final vows, do they all persevere in the religious life? No. And the main reason is they lack fortitude. I know what I'm talking about. I'll never forget the Mother General. She called me up and she asked me, Father, would you please talk to one of my sisters? She just took her final vows, just like maybe 2 months ago, and now she's asking for a dispensation for final vows. So I talked to her, sister, what happened? She would talk and talk, but she did not tell me. Mother General told me. So the Mother General asked me. I was then living in Chicago. Could you please stop in Detroit? I will pay your transportation. Come to Detroit to talk to this sister. It's a scandal. I waited, and I did have a trip to New York. Chicago to New York. Detroit is about halfway. So I stopped in Detroit between flights. And the sister wanted to meet me in a rectory. Okay, so we met in a rectory. And I told her, you know why I'm here. Sure, I know why you're here. Mother John wants to know why I'm asking for dispensation for my final vows, which I just recently took. So again, we talked for about an hour. And she did most of the talking. And while she was talking, I shouted at the top of my voice, what is his name? She gave me a man's name. See, I know some psychology. She gave me his name. And she broke down and began to cry. She was dating a young man when she entered the novitiate. And the young fellow told her,